This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Thank you, Dave. 9:09. We're going to take an hour here talking both Gordon Dove and Simone Malaz about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. We have discussed it extensively here on WWL, especially on this show, and both of them were nice enough to give us an hour of their time. They're going to be on together. I just ask that they be respectful of each other and not talk over each other. Gordon Dove, Chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Tommy? Good to see you, and good to be on the air.
Thank you, sir. And Simone Malaz, Campaign Director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
You okay? Everything's good?
I'm good. Okay. Yeah. So thanks for having us on. I appreciate that.
So Tim Zimmer witnessed this. I flipped a coin and I gave you heads, Gordon tails. I flipped a coin and it came up heads. So you go first. And Simone Malaz, I don't know. Let me just start with my opening statement. I don't know what's best. I honestly don't. I live in Plaquemines Parish. I don't know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for most of the people in the state of Louisiana. I don't even know how you go about making a decision of this magnitude. Simone Malaz, Campaign Director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. You go first, and we'll get to Gordon. How do you know what's best for the most people when it comes to the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion?
Well, it's not just me, Tommy, right? And a lot of times in these past discussions, there's been a lot of talk about they and them and me or us. And I want to be really clear about the process, the long process and the extensive process that it took leading up to make some of these decisions and how it involved hundreds of people, if not thousands. Thousands of people commented on an extensive review process that is thousands of pages long. And so this is not about what I think is right. This is about what people starting in, you know, the so long ago that we needed to reconnect to the river and then actually started to put the science to it in the 80s and then finally, you know, coming around the corner. We then, you know, in the 90s, building a coastal program. And then, of course, the devastating events of 2005 and 2010 that have led us to this strong coastal program that was based on balance of restoration and protection and also balanced long-term needs versus short-term needs. And so that is the process that we are talking about today. And what's happened in the past year and the decisions that have been made have happened outside of that process. And so the diversion we talk about, you talk about a lot, we talk about a lot, but it could be a symptom of a greater problem that we're straying away from the important lessons that we learned after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita.
So you're saying you know that it's the best for the most people because of the thousands of pages of research or the research that has been done, the thousands of pages of material that it's generated and the thousands that have reviewed it.
I think that we can go all the way back to the river built us in the first place. The river built Louisiana in the first place, and we have experienced so much change over time. For us to really be able to think about that viable future in Louisiana, we have to think about how we can reconnect to that river and that lifeblood, that resource that we have. And when you start with that concept, and some of the smartest people in the world have looked at this and have thought about this, and then they put that into writing. They go through a review process where they talk to coastal communities. That is how we should make decisions about our future here in coastal Louisiana. All right. That is a process that's based on transparency and based on the best science available.
All right, thank you. Gordon, you don't see it that way, do you?
Well, first, they never talked to coastal communities, because in a hearing yesterday at Pat Connick, chairman of the Senate Transportation, there was sure a lot of people that were against and never had their voice heard, but we've been letting them hear it. But first of all, I want to thank Senator Pat Connick and Colonel Jones Friday and myself and Colonel Jones' assistant, and I had Clay Parker with me. We were at the New Orleans District Corps, and Senator Connick was on the screen by the internet, and he was on visual, and we had about an hour question and answers for Senator Connick that we answered all the questions he had.
Okay, but wait, let me
I want to thank Senator Connick.
Let me rein you in a little bit, Gordon. The question was, how do you know that, why do you disagree with Simone? Why do you say this project is not the right thing to do?
Because I'm getting to that, Tommy.
Okay.
After we finished with Senator Connick, Simone and this lady from the Audubon was supposed to come on and canceled at the last minute. If they don't want to listen to the colonel of the Corps of Engineers is why he pulled the permit, and they don't want to adhere to it, they're set in their own way. But
Tommy,
I'm going to tell you.
Tommy,
hang on
a
second. Yeah, go ahead. Simone. Yeah, because if you say something, if one person says something about the other, I'm going to have to let the other person jump in.
Yeah,
so go ahead, Simone.
And look, I'm not – I want to make
don't
sure.
Don't interrupt me, and I promise you I won't interrupt you. Let me finish my statement, please.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Now, engineering and science, in 2007, the Corps of Engineers got the water authorization on a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion. They studied big diversions for almost a decade, 200,000, 175, 50, 75, and they came up, not Gordon Dove, but engineering and science, the Department of Interior through NOAA, the Department of U.S. Wildlife and Fisheries came up with a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion with a 65% federal, 35% match, which would be finished by now, with dedicated dredging. They were going to create 19,000 acres in 16 years. We came up back then with a land bridge. A land bridge of 23.5 miles, and we actually going to run 27 miles because we're going to go into Lafourche Parish, which would create 6,800 acres. That is 20,000 acres in about 10 to 12 years together. And so this keep talking about these thousands of people that worked on it. I'm just based on facts, figures. The governor wanted me to look into this for facts, figures, and I got backups on everything I'm saying. We sent a letter of intent to the Corps of Engineers to move forward. Luckily, it was suspended in 2013 to start this big experiment that Simone's talking about. That's not going to work. And whether you believe it works or not, you don't have the money to do it.
All right, hang on a second. Simone, let me go to what Gordon just said about the Corps and a lesser diversion, Department of Interior, NOAA, 2,500 to 15,000 cubic foot per second, 65% federal government, 35% state, included dredging. They could have built 19,000 acres in 16 years, and with this, it would build 20,000 acres in 10 to 12 years. Gordon, you're saying that's 36,000 acres altogether?
No, it'd be 20,000 acres altogether.
20 altogether. But you said they already built 19, right?
No, you got state, and what the federal would do. they've already done some small slurry pumpings, and 3,500 acres over in Lake Barnes.
Okay, so
they did about 2,500 acres pumping out the river so far.
So 19 acres is an estimate by whom?
19,000 acres is an estimate by the Corps of Engineers.
All right, let's go to Simone now. Simone?
Thank you, Tommy. So just to address the public meetings, I remember seeing a slide where they had outside of the mandated public meetings that they had, of course, CPRA meets monthly, but through this extensive planning.
With all due respect, I don't want to get lost in who had a chance to comment. Everybody has a chance to comment on everything, right? I mean,
but Tommy, it's unfair to say that people didn't have a chance to comment when they had hundreds of meetings and folks had opportunities over six or more years. So when CPRA hosted those and the Corps hosted those and the federal partners hosted those.
And I'm just saying, to clear this, to end this part of the discussion, not everybody's going to have a chance to have their voice heard, but you're saying a significant amount of people did. Gordon, you're saying a significant amount of people did not. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying the people that fish, the people that fish that area, their voices weren't heard. The oyster bid, call Mitch Jurist. He'll tell you.
Right,
call your shrimpers.
But there's, okay. All right.
The only one showed up in the hearing.
All right, I want to move on.
Hang on. Like Simone and others.
All right, bring Gordon down.
Gordon, I gotta
bring you down. I gotta let Simone talk now. Let's talk about, because I want to move on from who had a chance to comment, who didn't. There's money that's built into the Mid-Barrie Terrier sediment diversion to compensate fishermen, so I presume they did have a voice at some point. Again, go ahead. Let's get to acres and flow, cubic feet per second, and projects and so forth.
Okay, but I only want to just round that out by saying there was a specific seafood industry survey that was distributed to folks, and mitigation needs changed from draft to final based on the input of some of those surveys and the feedback from those communities. I also want to address something that Chairman Dove mentioned about meeting with the colonel. So the colonel here in New Orleans is the one that suspended the permit. We requested a meeting with him because all of the suspension and the discussion that happened from late February through the spring happened without any awareness of the community or any awareness of the folks that have been invested in this project. So we requested a meeting with the colonel. We got an appointment that was 5 and 6 weeks out. That's how 5 and 6 weeks out to meet with people that care about this project.
Wait, so let me just say, Gordon said that you were not at a thing yesterday. Invited. Why were you not there yesterday?
Well, so let me round that out. So at about 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, they offered us a time period the next day. And then they informed us that CPRA sent them a letter saying that they wanted to be a part of any of those meetings. We obviously have a chance to meet with CPRA if we wanted to request that meeting, which we have before. I've sat down with Chairman Duff before. But we wanted to talk with the Corps of Engineers about why they suspended the permit and the path forward. We were informed the next morning that CPRA would be joining the call. Two people on the call that we didn't know were going to be on the call beforehand and with short time to prepare. We wanted to make sure that we had everybody we wanted on the call, now knowing that CPRA was going to be joining the call.
With the idea of having your engineers challenge what their engineers say?
Well, we are lucky that the folks that we wanted to have assembled does have engineering expertise. We had a small group of people, but with Chairman Dove and his new deputy director over at CPRA attending, why did they need to be a part of a meeting? So we asked for another date and time.
But wait, why would it bother you that they were part of the meeting? I know Gordon's going to want to ask that, so I may as well ask you right now.
Yeah. So so first of all, one of them is a lawyer, right? Is that his role in that meeting, or is he just serving in his deputy capacity? And anything. Why did they have to be a part of the meeting?
Hang on a second.
Is that a precedent that the district has set before?
Hang on a second. I'm going to let Gordon answer that. We're going to take a break. Then we'll come back, and I want to go back to you, Simone, and talk about this specific numbers with 2,500, 15,000 cubic feet per second and 19 acres building up with dredging and a smaller diversion. Gordon, answer what we were just talking about, please.
The deputy director has a degree in civil engineering, who happens to have a degree in law. Now, the Corps had their lawyer there also. So we bring a lawyer to lawyer. But my question is,
We were unaware of that the Corps was having a lawyer as well. If everybody was bringing their lawyers to the meeting, then we wanted to bring the lawyers to the meeting as well. But we weren't even made aware of that fact. And we have been corresponding with the New Orleans District to reschedule that meeting, knowing full well who all is going to be attending, because that was not.
Simone, I want to tell you this. Permit belonged to the state of Louisiana, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, not your environmental group who's funded by somebody from up north. You don't run CPRA. We run CPRA. We are partners. We are the local partners with the Corps of Engineers. It's the way it works.
I stop. Hang on a second, Gordon. Okay, now, first of all, you said that it's an environmental organization run by somebody from up north. Is that what you said, Simone?
That's correct.
Simone, go
ahead.
That's
funded by someone up north.
Okay, it was funded by somebody up north. Simone, respond to that, please.
Yeah, of course. So I'm surprised that this has come up in this conversation today. If we want to talk about the people in this community that care about the work that we're doing, I have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Worked in coastal Louisiana I was obviously born and raised here, and I have done coastal work for 20 years. We are grateful for the people that have come in and have supported not just our work, but the entire community's work, especially when we needed it the most, after our recovery from Hurricane Katrina. We also had to fight extremely hard after the oil spill to make sure that dollars came to Louisiana where the most injury happened. And so I proudly work for organizations that are working here in coastal Louisiana. And to think that you're going to, it's baffling to me that you can say that we don't have a stake here in coastal Louisiana. What makes our, you are saying that you're the Coastal Restoration Protection and Restoration Authority, they're the Army Corps of Engineers. I live here. I care about what happens here. Why do I not get a stake or a say in what's happened, especially when the two decades leading up to this, there has been extensive public engagement and outreach.
All right, let me take a break right here, Simone. We're running late. Gordon, you can come back and respond to that. And I do want to get back at some point and get away from the politics of who's involved with what. I'm going to talk about the science of this because, as again, a resident of Plaquemines Parish, not a fisherman, but I live down the street from Mitch Jurisich's son. And I want to do what's right by everybody. I think ultimately in a government like the United States, you got to do what's best for the most people. I want to get down to the science of this and what's best for the most people of southeastern Louisiana, because that's what this is all about. I don't care if it's the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. I don't care if it's Restore the Mississippi River Delta. I don't care if it's John Bell Edwards or if it's Jeff Landry. I want to do what's best for the state and I guess my region. Right. So let's talk about when we come back, 2,500 to 15,000 cubic feet per second. Compare and contrast that with the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion and land development estimates, et cetera. 9:26, Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. 9:33 an hour ain't going to be enough, I'll tell you that. Gordon Dove, Chairman, Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, against the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion. Simone Malose, Campaign Director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, in favor of it. I don't know what's best. I'm going to tell you both that from the audience, the texts I'm getting, and I'm tired of the politics of it, who funds who does what, where, why. I want to talk about the science of it. And Simone, Gordon said, and I took my notes here, Gordon, come up real quick here. Tim, bring him up. You said the lesser diversion, as approved by the Department of Interior, NOAA, would 2,500, 15,000 cubic foot per second diversion would, with dredging, would build 19 acres in what kind of time frame?
19,000 acres, what they said was in 16 years. And with us adding in the land bridge, which would be in the state, and that was in a master plan at the time, We would probably build 19,000 acres in about 12 to 14 years, a little quicker because we're adding 6,800 acres with the land bridge. That I want to tell you this, Tommy, I put that in when I was in CPRA.
Okay, all right, that's, look, again.
Let me say this. It was taken out. It wasn't put back in till 23, right before this big project. Because you can't build a project without a land bridge.
All right, okay, let me let Simone answer that. Let's talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, those numbers that I just gave about 2,500 to 15,000. First of all, Simone, compare and contrast what the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion is as it relates to cubic feet per second and building of land.
Yeah, Tommy, I think what often gets lost in the discussion is just the real fundamental differences between the sizes of the project and what they intend to do. A smaller diversion only delivers fresh water, right? And that solves for a certain problem. But really what Mid-Barataria does is it solves the root of the problem, which is lack of fresh water and sediment. So while they have the same name as a diversion, because they are both using river water to put it back into the system, they're fundamentally very different. And the origins of that smaller project actually date before Hurricane Katrina.
Are we saying, I'm just looking at the clock here, Simone, I'm sorry, but are we saying that 2,500, 15,000 cubic feet per second is not going to build 19 acres?
Yeah. Very different, tool in the toolbox, okay. Tommy. Yeah. So, of course, we have freshwater diversions right now. Davis Pond is off of Highway 90 right there in St. Charles Parish in Carnarvon. And that just takes from a different part of the river. So it mostly delivers fresh water and some of the finer clays and silts that are there. So we have seen land growth in the Davis Pond area over time, over a decade or more, but that is not really the intent. And so, again, they're just two totally different tools
so
in the toolbox.
Let's talk about the numbers that Gordon gave me with 19,000 acres over 16 years, maybe more with the land bridge. And, again, that's with the 2,500, 15,000 cubic feet per second diversion, including the land bridge that Gordon spoke of.
That's dedicated dredging.
Dedicated dredging. All right, so let's plus dedicated dredging. Thank you, Gordon. So let's talk about, Simone, what the numbers are from Mid-Barataria, and let's go back to 2,500 to 15,000 CFS. Start there. What's the difference with Mid-Barataria? And then let's talk about the result, not just the tools, but the results of what kind of land would be a result of the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion.
Yeah, there is dedicated dredging, and then there was a project called Upper Barataria, a marsh creation project that was built already that was intended to complement the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. So there was always that dedicated dredging component of that. And so, again, back to what the diversion itself does with attacking the root cause of the problem, it starts to put fresh water, but most importantly, the sediment back into the basin. And Tommy, the real important point of the project is its sustainability, reconnecting to the river, reconnecting to that life source for the Barataria Basin.
But I'm trying to get the audience Simone, to understand this. So I've been saying 19 acres, it's 19,000 acres. Big difference. I apologize for that. I'm trying to read my own notes. But let's talk about then the creation of land. If the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion is built as originally designed, what kind of CFS are you talking about with Mid-Barataria sediment diversion? Gordon said his plan is 2,500, 15,000, not his plan, but the plan he's proposing.
The Corps of Engineers plan.
Corps of Engineers plan. Thank you, Gordon. So what about that, Simone? What about, give me some numbers on that to compare it so people listening can compare the two.
Yeah. So some of they had 17,000 acres in the Mid-Barataria outfall area that were created. We're talking about square miles of land, Tommy, and we're talking about doing that in a sustainable way. And we are not, oftentimes, even yesterday, we got accused of opposing, all kind of other projects in the annual plan. We have a long history of not doing that. In fact, we submitted pages and pages of comments on this annual plan.
Okay.
But the dedicated dredging and mechanically moving that is not sustainable. The same causes that have led you to land loss in the basin still exist. So you have to be able to nourish that. You have to be able to sustain that.
Okay,
so, Tommy, the lifespan is totally different on those two projects.
Right, but let me just
give for the future.
Give me something to compare. He said 19,000 acres. What would Mid-Barataria sediment diversion build in that same period of time that he gave us?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. So 17,000 acres in 30 years, and so that this idea that it's like over time, marsh creation projects have a lifespan of 20 years or so. So we were talking about two totally different time scales here, and what we're talking about is investing dollars for Louisiana's long-term future. Yes, you can build levees, and we should build levees today, but we need to protect that protection. We need to put something in front of it. And that goes back to being believers in the multiple lines of defenses. We believe in barrier islands. We believe in shorelines. But we believe in creating that marsh, but be able to sustain it and nourish
it. All right, so
Gordon said long-term.
Gordon said 17,000 or 19,000 19,000 acres. I looked at the converter here. It's 29 square miles. I'm still trying to get a comparison, Simone, about land creation with Mid-Barataria time frame. Gordon, bring Gordon up for a second. Tim, you said 19,000 acres over what period of time, Gordon?
We're thinking 12 to 14 years. including the length, the 23.5-mile land bridge, which was really going to be 27.5 miles because we're going to go further into Lafourche Parish.
Okay, so Simone, so the listeners can understand, put the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion in those terms, compare and contrast. That's what Gordon said they're going to do. What would Mid-Barataria do over what time period? Because he said 12 to 14 years.
Yes, yeah, so that's what we're talking about, Tommy. We're talking about building that land over time. So we're talking about seeing those results over time. Right. And again, we're
okay,
talking
but wait,
about
what's the time frame on the Mid-Barataria sediment?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So you could see things in a decade. You could see, you'll have some, you have to take 8 years to construct or now it's 8 years, right? Because they've added so much time to it. But you're immediately changing the system.
Okay.
Immediately
now,
changing
what about,
the system.
And I'm looking at the clock, Simone. We've got to take another break here in a second. Tell me about land creation, because
yes.
Gordon told me 19,000. That comes out to about 29 square miles, as according to my calculator. What about Mid-Barataria sediment diversion and land creation?
Yes. Again, we're talking about tens of thousands of acres, Tommy, created. We're talking about the same thing. We're talking about doing it differently, and we're talking about how long that investment can last.
All right, hang on a second.
That's what we're talking about.
All right, let me take a break. Gordon, you can pick it up when we come back, because Simone just said we're talking about the same thing, just doing it differently. Why do you want to do it your way? Gordon Dove and the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. That's a question on the table. We'll answer when we come back. 942, 18 till 10. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 948, 12 till 10. Time and tide waits for no man. As we talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, Newell Norman waits for no man. He's coming up. I'm going to have to go in a couple of minutes here. Gordon Dove, Chairman, Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, Simone Malaz, Campaign Director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, talking about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. Simone, you said before the break that you all want to do the same thing, you just want to do it differently. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Tommy. I mean, we're
hang on a second. Gordon, do you agree with that?
I'd like to speak because we're running out of time. So please allow me
to answer the question. Do you want to do the same thing, just do it differently?
No, what I'm saying is, But at first, you got to understand the model. She's not giving you the correct information. One model shows 4,000 to 8,000 acres in 50 years. Another model shows 14,000 acres in 50 years. But that's at sea level. So you have sea level rise involved in there. We're building, everything we're building is 3.5 to 4 feet above sea level with an 8 foot, a 27 mile 8 foot berm, basically, a levee that helps protect the citizens against a storm surge. But it's not made for only that. It's a half a mile wide. You know, that is not producing what she says produces. It's 50 years, but only at sea level.
I hang on. Go ahead quickly, Simone. Gordon, Simone, go ahead. He's talking about sea level and 3 feet yes. above sea level in a berm. Address that part of it. Go ahead.
Yes. So we're talking about maybe the same, you know, I think he keeps talking about 19,000 acres or 26,000 acres.
But wait,
acres
address the sea level thing, please, that he talked about. Where
does
that factor
in? That's exactly what we're trying to talk about. So we're talking about creating and sustaining marsh. The same sea level rise.
Answer the man's question, please.
I am answering the question.
All right, Gordon, hang on. Gordon, Tim, bring him down. Gordon, you hang on. Simone, the question is, what about sea level and so forth? We only have a minute left. I need an answer.
Yes,
go ahead.
That's exactly what Mid-Barataria is designed to do, to think about the future, to think about how sea level rises, to think about the changes that have happened in that basin, and to plan for that. And by reconnecting to the river,
so would it,
and
would
creating
the bid,
land
would it
and
do what
sustaining
Gordon,
land.
Right, but would it do that, the numbers that Gordon's citing there? Would you do the same thing that his plan would, or the Corps' plan?
Right, so we are trying to find a sustainable way to put marsh in that basin to combat factors just like sea level rise.
So are you saying, Gordon, are you saying that the Corps is over-promising and they can't deliver that?
Well, I would say that on the smaller diversion that they're talking about, the last science, the project was suspended in 2013, and we know how much that basin has changed. As for the land bridge and other things, those are at feasibility level design, and so we do not have all the answers on that.
Gordon,
those
you
land
say
bridges were,
okay. Gordon, you
oh,
say
she's telling it was not suspended by the Corps. She's not telling you that.
I said
she's telling y'all what you want to hear.
I didn't say it was this.
Go ahead, Simone.
The study
Come on, Simone,
was suspended.
Tell the truth here.
You didn't say it was what?
The study was suspended by the state because they said that they wanted to move in a different direction. And that's because the science had changed and the money had shifted and the power, frankly, had shifted. So that CPRA did not have to look at a study that was completed pre-Katrina, that they wanted to move on and they wanted to find a solution that matched the scale of the problem that we're having in coastal Louisiana. They need bigger solutions for that basin, but they also need sustainable solutions.
All right, Gordon, go ahead.
We don't have all the time and money in the world.
Gordon, we got a minute left. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you something. The Corps of Engineers, if this science doesn't work, why did we send them a letter of intent and they're going to go back to finish designing the 12,000 or 15,000, which she doesn't want to say is with dedicated dredging. We're doing the land bridge, plus we're doing two other land bridges that we're working with Plaquemines on. She's not telling you the chemicals of 2 million gallons an hour that with the DTTs, PCBs, and you cannot even swim in that because of the E. coli, you need 88, you can't be any more than 88 per 100 milliliters on E. coli, and it's 126 coming out the river. So everybody with a camp better not decide to go swimming.
Right,
you can't swim anymore with that water.
Let me tell you,
diversions don't have that problem because they dilute it as they're going out to these bays. You pushing 2 billion gallons an hour, you're raising the basin to 3 feet. That means that's all Mississippi River water.
All right.
And it will kill the dolphins, it will kill the shrimp, the crab, the sea turtles. It will kill everything in its way.
All right,
and
thank you.
Brett Nelson, 2010, wrote the letter.
All right, thank you, Gordon. We're out of time. Thank you, Simone Malaz. Gordon Dove, Chairman, Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. Simone Malaz, Campaign Director, Restore the Mississippi River Delta. A lot of talking around each other. I'm trying to get answers. I did the best I could. Both of y'all can come back. 9:54. Back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.